An international obesity expert says Australian health advocates should dump their push for a sugar tax as a way to combat obesity because it won't have a big impact on the nation's growing waistlines. More than 30% of Australians are obese, and there's now a call for the government to overhaul its entire approach to tackling the problem. Stephanie Dalzell has more.
Forget calories in versus calories out or slapping a tax on sugar. A world-leading medical specialist says treating obesity is far more complex than that.
When we target just one thing of maybe thousands of things, the likelihood that we will have significant shift in weight or weight status is minimal at best.
Dr. Fatima Cody Stanford is an obesity specialist at Harvard Medical School. She says a range of factors play a role in obesity, including genes, sleep patterns, medications, even gut bacteria.
Australia is ranked as the third country with the highest rates of obesity. And so how are we going to use a singular focus to target the millions of individuals that are both children and adults that struggle with this disease? It's not possible to really make any significant change.
Health advocates are meeting in Melbourne today and tomorrow to discuss ways to reduce chronic diseases. There's a push for a tax on sugar-sweetened beverages, similar to those in the US, UK and France. The industry has pushed back against the idea. The federal government doesn't like it. And Dr. Stanford says it would be largely useless in the fight against obesity.
We have not seen any major shifts with regards to actual obesity rates, with regards to putting sugar taxes here in the United States.
Terry Slevin from the Public Health Association of Australia argues a sugar tax still has a place in that fight.
It's really important for no one to pretend that a single strategy will result in population weight reduction, but rather the kind of things that we do combine and build to send the right signals to the community.
Obesity currently costs the country about $60 billion a year, but the government spends only a fraction of that preventing the disease. Mr. Slevin says the government must dramatically increase its spend and introduce a range of measures such as reducing junk food advertising to children and making public transport more accessible so people walk more.
Putting resources into preventing ill health makes a whole lot more sense than cleaning up the mess at the bottom of the cliff that we're doing now in terms of managing disease.
The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, has announced there will be a national strategy focusing on prevention and says it will be developed in consultation with stakeholders.
Total health, that's the focus of the preventive health strategy, and that's both physical health and mental health brought together for the first time in a comprehensive national preventive health strategy.
Health Minister Greg Hunt ending that report by Stephanie Dalzell.